From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an effort at unity in Libya. Representatives of Libya's warring factions have agreed to create a national unity government following months of UN-mediated efforts to end fighting and chaos following the overthrow of strongman Muammar Gaddafi. The announcement in Tunis Tuesday was welcomed by U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
This is a significant step forward on the path towards Libya's peace and stability. We urge all Libyans to continue moving forward with the implementation of the Libyan political agreement. We note that the agreement calls on the Libyan House of Representatives to convene and endorse the government of national accord within 10 days. We encourage the House to proceed without delay.
There's been no immediate reaction from the country's rival legislatures. If they agree, Fayez Sarraj, a lawmaker in the Eastern Parliament, would be set to become prime minister. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has refused to rule out obtaining a nuclear weapon if arch-rival Iran becomes a regional threat. In an interview with Reuters Thursday, he was asked whether Saudi Arabia would try to get a nuclear bomb if Iran obtained one.
I don't think it would be logical to expect us to discuss any such issue in public. But what I can tell you is that there are two things that we don't negotiate over in Saudi Arabia: our faith and our security. We will do whatever we need to do in order to protect our people and our nation.
Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Joubert said the end of Western sanctions on Iran as part of a nuclear agreement is welcome if Iran uses unfrozen funds to improve the living standards of its people. But he said if the funds go to support nefarious activities, this will, quote, be a negative and it will generate a pushback. Tensions between the two countries escalated early this month after the Saudis executed a Shia cleric accused of supporting terrorism. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati says he feels extremely fortunate to be free following his release from an Iranian jail as part of a prisoner swap between Tehran and Washington. He said he hopes to speak up more about his experience.
I hope to give more details in the future. This is all still surreal, and we're just soaking it all in right now. There is a lot that I have to say about the experience and what happened, and I hope to bring that to the American people in the world.
Hekmati, an Iranian-American who was speaking in Germany Tuesday, was arrested in 2011 on spying charges while visiting his grandmother. He was freed Sunday along with four other Americans. Iran has also agreed to try to determine the fate of Robert Levinson, a former federal law enforcement agent who disappeared in Iran in 2007 while working on a project linked to the Central Intelligence Agency. White House spokesman Josh Earnest suggested on Tuesday that Levinson may no longer be in Iran.
That's why we continue to press for information about his whereabouts. And we're going to continue to do that. And we've secured a commitment from the Iranians to use the channel that has now been opened to secure the release of those individuals that we know were being held by Iran unjustly, to use those same channels to try to gather information about Mr. Levinson's possible whereabouts.
Earnest said there was some publicity in the last couple of years indicating that whoever may be holding Levinson put out a so-called proof-of-life evidence, but said there's been no update. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has vowed al-Shabaab militants will pay a heavy price for Friday's attack that reportedly killed dozens of Kenyan soldiers in southern Somalia. Speaking in a nationwide broadcast Tuesday, Mr. Kenyatta said Kenya is unbowed. The bodies of four Kenyan soldiers killed in the attack arrived back in Nairobi late Monday. The Islamic State group Tuesday acknowledged publicly for the first time the death of the masked militant member seen on numerous execution videos and referred to as Jihadi John. The site intelligence group, which monitors terrorist activities, said the IS group published a eulogizing profile in its English language magazine. Jihadi John had been identified by the U.S. military as Mohammed Mwazi, a Kuwaiti-born British citizen. He's believed to have been killed in a drone strike in November. Colombian peace negotiators and FARC rebels have asked the UN Tuesday to monitor and verify peace between the two sides. Colombia and the leftist rebels have given themselves a March 23 deadline to sign a formal peace agreement. The International Labor Organization says global unemployment will fall to 5.7% next year from the average of 5.8% in the recent years, but it says actual unemployment will rise with a growing population. It projects the number of adult unemployed in the world will rise to nearly 200 million this year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.